Okay, we are in Simon Pedalad Sifu Zayin, the last halacha in Halasalan. Okay, in the Simon, the halacha says, the Sheret Sarov, a burnt insect, Mutul Achloi Mishum Refuah, you're allowed to eat it for Refuah, the Afra Ba'amu, it's Afra Ba'amu. So this halacha is really a throwback to halachas that we saw earlier in the Simon, which is, it relates to halachas that we saw earlier in the Simon. It seems to relate to halachas that we saw earlier in the Simon. I take that back. That dried out bugs are mutter. This bug is a sheret tzorof. It's dried out. It's not royal chila. It's not anything. So you're allowed to eat it. That's exactly what we're talking about. Very good. So you remember, the reason why you're saying that, you're trying to remind me that when we learned halachas Yud Beis, we brought a chachmas adam, in the peanuts adam, that he asked a question. And I'm going to say it short because I want to get to points about it. He said in short, he asked, we had so many dinim that said that if you have a bug that sat for 12 months, that's mutter. The Chachmas Adam wants to say that not only is it mutter if it sat for 12 months, but if you dried it out mechanically, it's also considered dried out. So he has a question himself. He says, how can I tell you that if it's dried out mechanically, that's good enough? When you see an art and you have a burnt bug, well, a burnt bug went way beyond being dried out. I mean, it sat for so long in or near the fire that it got burnt. So it's so burnt, it's so dried out, he says, so it should be mutter completely. That was his kasha on himself. If it mechanically can be considered dried out, this should be mutter, this should also be mutter. The Chacham Sam's answer to that was that even though the din is that a dried out insect is mutter, that's only mutter if you eat it memela. If you choose to eat it, if you purposely go ahead to eat it,
it's for now or later.
It's for later, that's why it's over there. If you choose to eat it, then it's awesome because of Achshavei. You're not allowed to choose to eat something that's not Roi L'Chila. That's what he said. And that was Chacham Sadon's answer to this question. That's why you're not allowed to eat. So the reason why in our din, the Sheret Tzarev is only mutter for a Chayla, the only reason why a Chayla is not to eat it is because it's awesome as Rabbanon for a regular person to eat it. It's because of Achshavei. But since a Chayla is eating, there's two ways to now explain what the end of that sentence is. Therefore, either there's no achshavei. The Rav Moshe says there's no achshavei when a chayla eats something, because the chayla is showing that achshavei means that I showed by eating it that I consider it edible. When a chayla eats something, he doesn't show that he considers it edible. He shows that he considers it medicinal. The fact that he's willing to ingest it doesn't mean it's a food. He's ingesting it because it'll make him feel better, and that's why it's not achshavei. That's one way of saying it. Another way of saying the same thing is that Achshavei is only Asim Drabanan, and Isurim Drabanan do not apply to Chaylan, and therefore this Isur Drabanan doesn't apply to Chaylan. That's a different way to say the same thing. Okay, a variation of how to say why it's mutter. That's what the Chacham Sadon said. If we stop over here, if we thought about it, we would now, according to the Chacham Sadon, we would have a simple explanation for, maybe not the best, but a simple explanation for why carmine would be Asur. Okay, what's carmine? Carmine is a certain beetle, a certain bug, and they take them, they grow on the side of some plant, they dry out these beetles, they crush them up, and they make this color which could be used to make reds, oranges, and purples.
Okay? So it's from the whole body of the bug?
They grind up the whole thing. Yeah, the whole thing, they dry it and grind up, it's the whole bug. It's them. I'm not sure which part of it is
secretion.
No, it's not. We'll get to a secretion in a second. It's the whole thing. They just dry it out, and it's the whole bug, as far as I can see, lock, stock, and barrel. It's called cochineal maybe is the name of the actual insect itself. It's cochineal extract or crimson or goes by a bunch of different names. Anyhow, so
it's not an extract.
Did I say?
You just said cochineal extract.
Okay, it's not. Okay, I'm sorry. I don't believe it is. We're going to work with that assumption. I might make a mistake, but that's my assumption. So according to Chacham Sadon, we have a question. All of us assume that carmine is also. In fact, there's many places we can talk about it. We're not going to talk about it. There's many places we can talk about it. And lots of them say that it's mutter. And they say, why? Because it's dried out. Because it's dried out. The way you make it is first you dry it out. So we've been talking so many times in the simon that when you dry it up, it becomes mutter. And we all go like, oh, something if you dry it out mechanically, it's also mutter. So it should be mutter. So what's the problem? Okay, so it should be mutter to eat karma. So according to this Chacham Sadon, we have a simple answer at this point. According to Chacham Sadon, the Chacham Sadon says, it's only mutter to have a dried out bug when you have it sort of, it's in the middle of your food, so you're not trying to eat it. But if you're trying to eat that food, then it's also. So if you take carmine and you put it into your grapefruit juice to make it more orange or pink, you want to have a better color to it, you want it in your food, it's not there. I didn't fall in by mistake in the middle of my herbs is a bug dryer. This is part of my food, so then it would be asur because of actually. So we would have, according to the Chacham Sofer, we'd have a simple answer. The only, the difficulty or the thing to consider about what I just said to you is that if so, if that's true, the reason why karma is asur is, oh, it really gets dry down and it's mutter. It's asur because of actually. It's going to have a very, very serious nafkamina. When you put karma into a food, you put it in tiny, tiny amounts, of course, that would be batam shishim. It's color, it's a strong thing, it would be batam shishim. The reason why it's not batal is it's for chazusa. It gets color, so it's not batal. It's a big, it's a machlok, it's a shayim the Gemara, and the Prechadish says the din is like this. When you have a thing that gives color to something else, if the thing that is asr is asr mitaraisa, we say chazusa milsa, and it's not batal. If the thing that's asr is only asr mitarabanan, then we say chazusa lav milsa, and it doesn't answer the food. So that would mean is, if I pick up grapefruit juice, and it has any carmine in it, so the carmine that's in there is only asr mitarabanan. So it's only asr mitarabanan, so then the food that I'm eating is going to be mutter. So it's going to come out, if what I just said to you is the answer, if that's the truth, that carmine is only asr because of asr, then in practice it's never asr. In practice it's not going to be asr, but the other, it's asr to do it, we wouldn't give hashgacha, you wouldn't be allowed to do it. But once it was in the food, it would end up being mutter, because the whole issue is an issue of Rabbanan. If this is Rabbanan, then there's no problem of Chazusa. Which is the practical application. It could always be like that. Okay. So, we're going to see another explanation to maybe understand it better. But if we would stop over here, it would end up, we would understand why the karma would be usher. But we would be left with a, in practice, it would always be mutter. It would be mutter to eat the food that it was made into. It wouldn't, hashkacha wise, we couldn't do it. But in the food that was made, it would be mutter to eat it. Okay. The only other thing I'm going to mention about these places when we talk about carmine, lots of people talk about carmine, is that a lot of them describe the bug being dried out in the sun. Okay, that's how they describe it happening, that they just lay down to dry them out. And we talked way back then about that, when we talked about mechanically drying, whether sun drying would help also. We have talked about that. So there's what to see about that also. And I'll mention also before we press on, I'll remind you that we had a kasha. The Chacham Sofer said that it's also because of Achshavei, the Shlomo Kluger asked on that the Gemara that he's coming from, the Gemara that talks about it says, the other case in the Gemara is about drinking wine, dried out wine, cream of tartar, on the side of the barrels, and the Gemara says, Lehegi, that you're allowed to eat it. You're even allowed to eat it. So it's hard to say that it's Achshavei, that was a Shlomo Kluger's kasha. How can you say it's an Isra of Achshavei when the Gemara says, Lehegi, the case, that the other half of the case, the Gemara says you're allowed to eat it. Okay. So I told you the Chacham Sofer's answer to the question, which was the Gemara. We had all these dinim that dried out fruit, dried out bugs are mutter, and here our din says that sheret zarif is asur. The Minchas Yaakov says a different answer to the question. Now I'm going to just preface by saying he thinks that he's right about his answer. He thinks that he's who's the Minchas Yaakov on the Sefer Teres Chattas, written by the Rambam, right. And on the bottom the primary Pirush is called the Minchas Yaakov, an early Achron. So he says, he thinks that he's right about his answer, but he says, Lamaisa, he's going to tell you, you'll see that many places don't agree with him. And he says, he acknowledges that, no, Shulchan Aruch, he doesn't think agrees with him, but he just says that L'chayr should be like, and he lays off like a Tzarechian kind of thing. He's not ready to say you should do this Lamaisa, but he thinks that he's correct about it. And he says, so again, the question is, how come we have that, a lot of din that said dried up bugs are mutter, and here it says that Sheret Tzarech is only mutter for her. The Milchus Yaakov says, he thinks that dried up bugs are mutter for everybody. He says, it's mutter for everybody to eat them. Why does it say that only a chayla could eat it? Because which other meshugana would want to eat a dried up bug? The normal cases that a chayla is the one who's going to want to eat it. He says, if you look in Kufnan Hay, in Simon Kufnan Hay, where it talks about chayla eating food that's asr, the Ramah brings exactly this thing, but there the Ramah doesn't say that only a chayla could eat it. The Ramah says, only a chayla is allowed to burn a bug just to eat it. In other words, Ramah says what the chayla is limited, what only a chayla could do is, a regular person can't burn a bug, because it's bitlus l'chatchila. If I take a bug, and I have to burn it, to be able to eat it, that's bitlus l'chatchila. A chayla doesn't have to worry about that. A chayla is allowed to do that. But everybody else should not burn it out, because it's bitlus l'chatchila. But as far as the eating, he says, the mechassach says, once it's burned, everyone can eat it. Dry up on someone, okay? So just for holding couple, we hear what's going on. The Chacham Sofer brings this idea. He doesn't bring it from the Milchus Yaakov. He says, no, it's not bitul l'chatchila. But the Milchus Yaakov says it would be bit. But the Rambam means that it's bitul l'chatchila. The Chachmas on the nesh, not bitul chatchil. Bitul chatchil is when I take iser and I dilute it into my food, I should be able to eat it. I didn't dilute it into my food to eat it, I destroyed it, I made it not edible. Okay, so they have a machlokes, it's not what bitul is and chatchil is. Is bitul is chatchil to get the iser into my food or get the iser into my body? Different understandings. Okay. So the Milchus Hakim is saying that really it's mutter to eat that to dry that bug, even l'chatchila. The only thing, the limitation of a choyla is that the choyla is one who's allowed to burn it or dry it out to eating. No one else is allowed to do that. And the Chacham argues on that also. The Chacham says it's not true. All the Paiskim say not like that. And the Milchus Hakim acknowledges that. He says, l'maisa, I see that a lot of Paiskim are saying not like me. But he brings others who agree with him. So that is the Milchus. One of the riyas that the Milchus Hakim brings to his point, that once it's dry, once it's made inedible, everyone's allowed to eat it. Once it's dried out, he's going to be mixing a lot of terms over here. Once it's dried out, everyone's allowed to eat it. It's a din. In Simon Heybov, it says like this. Says, if a nevela, a chicken that's a nevela or a trefa, nevela means a trefa, it's the easier case, and if a chicken that's a trefa lays an egg, that egg is asur. Okay, and the same thing as a chicken, egg of an avela would mean is that the animal died and there was an egg inside of it. That animal is treif. Why is the animal treif? The egg is treif. Why is the egg treif? Because it's a yotzei min hatamei. The chicken was treif. This egg that came out of it came from a treif animal. The egg is treif also. But the Gemara says, also brought in Simon Peirov, the Gemara says, if that egg hatches and turns into a chicken, the chicken is mutter. The little chick that hatches out of that egg is mutter. So even though the egg was usher, when it turns into a chick, it's mutter. Mapetom. How could it be such a thing? That when the egg is usher and the chick becomes mutter, the Gemara says, because in the process of turning from an egg into a chick, egg like this, and think of what's in your house, in the refrigerator. Okay, you have an egg in your refrigerator. That's an edible item. It's masriach. I think the Gemara says, misrisari. It's masriach. It decomposes before it turns into a chick. And therefore, since at that point it passed to being inedible, therefore the iser that it had originally falls off. The original iser that was connected to it is gone, and now we start with a new thing. It's like a new thing came here, and that thing is what? So he says. So Nechazato says, does anyone say you're not allowed to eat the chick? L'chatchila, you shouldn't be eating that. If you knew where it came from, you wouldn't be allowed to eat it. No, there's no iser l'chatchila to eat it. You're allowed to eat it because once it becomes not edible, becomes dried out, all these kind of things. It's worth it. Do whatever you want to with it. Okay? So he says, so you're allowed to eat it. So you see that you're allowed to eat this thing. Yes? Okay, because?
What does he want? What does he want to
do? You see, in that case, the egg became inedible. The egg became inedible, and it became mutter to eat.
Not while it's inedible. If they can kill a chick.
Well if you would want to, you could eat it. Then why can't you?
Not even with blood and bones and whatever things guys is growing. Even if it's born, you gotta wait a day.
Don't you ask me questions about from the Hilchos chickens. I'm talking about Yotze Min HaTamei. Is this thing a nevela? Because it came out of a mother that was a nevela. That issue of nevela still apply to the egg. That's it. And it's halfway developed. The fact that its mother was a trefer, does that issue apply over here? Or do we say, once it became a nevela, once it decomposed, it's gone. That original Isser that was it is gone. The Isser Trefa that his mother had is gone.
Maybe while it's in the Bailey, this is still applied. When it turns into a chicken, we say that's something new here.
Okay. So what Yossi's trying to say, he's trying to remember that before Pesach, we talked about this Gemara. We spoke about Kiddush and Ishtana. This is one of the Gemaras that's one of the riyas for Kiddush and Ishtana. That in the Gemara says over here, it's not saying that when it becomes decomposes, then you can eat it. The Gemara is saying two things have to happen. First, it has to become inedible, and then become something else. That makes it mutter. Okay, in order for something to be when Nishtana becomes mutter, Nishtana doesn't mean when it changes from one thing to another, it's mutter. Nishtana means it's...
Something like that even happened by a bug?
By a bug?
Was it edible in the first...
That's a very good question. It's actually a very good question. Rabbi Asher gets that question. Very good question. Hold that a second. So, in the Gemara there, it's saying that when something is Nishtana, it becomes mutter. Nishtana doesn't mean it changes. I mean, that's what it does. But Nishtana doesn't mean just that it changes from one thing to another. Nishtana means it becomes inedible, and then recreate the tava something new. If it goes through both of those steps, then it becomes mutter.
So it's like gelatin is good. Is that right?
And that's why gelatin is asr. No, that's why gelatin is asr, because even though it becomes inedible, it doesn't become something else. It goes back to what it was. The proteins that were in there that hold the bones together, everything else was burnt away. It's inedible, and then it goes back to being itself. Nishtan is only mutter when it goes, this was an egg, asr. It became inedible, and then it didn't come back to being an egg. It came back to being a chicken. So the reason why that's mutter is because it changed something else. If the thing would come back to being itself, then it would be asr. Or if it would stay inedible, it would be asr. If it turns into something new, it's palm chadash is bal kam. It's a new thing. It's not the original isr. It's not the inedible original isr. It's a brand new thing. Yes. Did you want to say?
Okay, no.
No, but that where gelatin fits right into the middle of this whole mix. Gelatin is exactly part of this. Okay. So now, if we're right about this explanation, then we can now have a better understanding why karma should be also. And I have to tell you, what I'm going to say to you now, after understanding this, the way I'm coming to it this way, then I look back and say, oh, that's what Rybelski meant. Okay, Rybelski, we talked about this many times. And other people talked to him, and for the life of me, he couldn't figure out what he was talking about. He always said the same thing, and we all couldn't understand what he said. And now I think we understand what he said. There's some questions, but basically, now we understand what he says, which is like this. When an insect gets dried out, if we wouldn't think about Achshavei, the insect that gets dried out becomes not roi lachila, and it is becomes dried out and it becomes mutter. Achshavei might cause problems, but it becomes inedible and you'll have to eat. The carmine, when you dry it out, after you dried it out, it didn't turn into a piece of wood. We had Pesachim say, when the bug gets dried out, it turns into it's like a piece of wood. It's like a worthless piece of mineral. There's nothing there. That's not what happens to the bug. When this carmine dries out, it's still retaining these tremendous properties that the bug had, which is, it's got this great color to it. In other words, it didn't disintegrate and turn into ashes. It didn't turn into something worthless. It stayed what it was. Rybelski's example is, he says, let's say I take milk powder. Okay, it's dried out. Does anybody think that milk powder is not milk? Does anyone think that dried out beef jerky is not mutter? It's mutter because it used to be trade, but now it's all dried out. It's ridiculous because if you take the milk powder and you put some water into it, it turns right back into milk. So it obviously did not lose its properties by being dried out. Many things do. Many things, if you take a bug and you dry it out, it's nothing there. It disintegrates. It's worthless. And we talked about, there were bugs that we've dried out, and you touch them, the whole thing turns into a pile of dust. It's not what it was originally. This retains so much of its original properties that we say the bug is still there. And therefore, the reason why carmine is also is because the whole gufa, that it's still there as a strong colorant, tells us that the drying out did not make it inedible. The drying out maybe don't want to eat it with a spoon anymore, but it still has its properties. You don't want to eat cocoa powder either. Well, what would you do with cocoa powder? You can't eat cocoa powder or flour. He says, I have a great idea. He says, we can make better Pesach, because the flour is dried out. So once it's dried out, it's not usher anymore. So how? We can make better.
What was hard to understand?
What's hard to understand is, it's fine if you say that for flour and milk powder and cocoa powder, all those things, that's fine. The problem is that that carmine, when you put it into water, it doesn't turn back into a bug. It happens to be that there are certain properties about this dried out piece of wood that are useful to you. It has a color into it. But it doesn't turn back into a bug. When you put milk powder into water, people take baby formula, they put it into water, and guess what? They have a bottle of milk. Right? It's a bottle of milk again. So they got the same thing back. Obviously, they just recreated it. Over here, you don't get bugs back. What do you get? You get a coloring that... You get something that has some value that was in the original thing. But does the bug have any life to it? Any bugginess to it? No, you didn't recreate the thing itself. But he's saying, if it retains so much character, it can't be Eitz Ba'amo. It's not a dried out, worthless nothing. It's something. It's still a...
I think you have to check all the bugs. Because they're all dried out, but make sure they don't have... We happen to like this red color, but what if someone's black? You know, it's dark purple, so we don't want any use for it, because we, I don't know, we have other colors to have, but it's just good property. Maybe us.
Okay. I'm not sure if you're trying to be sarcastic about
that.
You're not. Okay, you're saying we should be messy. Okay.
What's it? Because we like the color?
They don't use it, right?
Well,
it needs what? It's the only famous one they use for color.
Right. Yeah, but because we don't like it, that makes it also Mutter.
It's hard to hear. I mean, I'm not subscribing to this kasha, but not of the answer either. I'm not subscribing to the kasha. We don't think that most things have such value to them. You know, we know that alfalfa gives this great green color, and these bugs give a red color. We don't assume that, you know, your average fly has some property to it that's so special. I don't. It's hard to. But what's hard to hear is that it's not turning. What you're doing here, you think it has a property, and because of that, it has a thing. For example,
the home of us of the bug, the whole value of the bug is its color. Even beforehand, a bug, you can't eat it.
But the issue of it was that it was an animal. Is it an animal? It's turned back into a bug? It's not turned back into a bug. It's a color. There are plants that have color to them also. I just told you, alfalfa has color also. So it doesn't say, the alfalfa is a living thing. No, it's not living. It just happens to have a property. It's a thing that has a property. And maybe there's stones that I can grind up that have a property to them also. Let me tell you the question we get the back into. He says, really? The Gemara says, now again, we talked about this, Kasha. The Gemara says you're allowed to use the stuff you scrape off from the side of the barrel. Are you allowed to, the stuff on the cream of tartar, you're allowed to use that also. It's mutter to eat it. Why? Because it's also in the Siyavish. He said, really? It's dried out? It's not dried out. It still has properties to it, right? You use it as cream of tartar. So what's the difference? You use it as something, right? You scrape off the side of the barrel and you make tartaric acid.
What was beforehand? Wasn't cream of tartar.
Right, exactly.
But the bug, right?
It wasn't value, color either.
No, but the value of the bug had is the coloring. That hasn't changed.
So you're saying I decided that its whole value was as a coloring.
For us, yeah.
What do you mean for us? And Kaka wrote
the answer. It's not the coloring.
Right, it's a bug. It was just a bug. So you're saying I think the whole most of this thing is color. I don't know. His cousins don't think that. They think he's a nice guy. Whatever, he's just... It's like, we assign something. We say, the ichor of this thing is that. And he said, but the ichor of wine is not that it's tartaric acid. I don't know. It seems to be an arbitrary decision. Okay. Let's go.
So according to him, whatever you use should be usur. Because if it's part of the formula, in other words, it's integral.
So then...
Whatever you use...
So then the tartaric...
Whatever you put in... There's no
answer. So then the tartaric acid should be us. So now, there's a different answer, a completely different answer to tartaric acid. We talked about it back then. We talked about it in your days. I'll tell you in short. The answer is, the issur of wine is different than other issur. There's a special din in wine, which is when it becomes not wine anymore, it loses the issur of wine in it also. If a pig wouldn't be a pig anymore, it would still be usur, as long as it's edible. Wine has a special thing that when it's not wine anymore, the issur of wine goes on. So here, by turning it into not wine, it became not wine. It might still be something, but it's not wine. As long as it's not wine, it might be mutter. So we might have an answer to the question, but let's go. So according to this, let me just finish this last little knitch, which is, if we're right that that's why it's usur, that's usur because it's still the bug, then it's usur midaraisa, and then the food that has the karmen mixed into it is the karmen is not bottled. Because that nafkimi, then it'll come now be awesome with the rice and not just awesome with the rabban. Okay. One more case we want to talk about, which is just how these principles apply. We're really not going to talk about that case, and that is shellac, okay, which is a yoytze. Really, shellac is for simon pe aleph, because that's what the dinim of yoytze in the time here in pe aleph. But one part of it, which is how we're going to apply that. Okay, what's shellac? Shellac is this also a bug. Okay, it's a lac bug, LAC, a lac bug, and it also. What do you say?
Shellac.
Well, other people say it's shellac because it's from the female lac bug produces it. Go, whatever. It's really not true. Really, it's called shellac because, what did I read? In some language, that means millions or hundreds of thousands because they get lots of them on one branch at a time. I don't remember. God. Anyhow, so it's called shellac. It excretes a waxy substance.
A resin.
That is to say, it sucks out sap from the trees and it excretes something.
Is it connected to carduba wax?
It's not. It's not carduba wax. No. It is confectioner's glaze or resinous glaze. That goes by these other kind of names. And it excretes this thing. It excretes it the way I read, according to the company that makes it, one of the companies that makes it, it excretes it for a protective covering for their larvae. Okay? So it excretes it. It grows in, if you're curious, in India and Thailand. And it all, so it's all over these branches on these certain kind of trees, and they scrape it off, dry it out, and they use it. Okay?
With the larva still in there?
With the larva? I don't believe so. Okay, I don't believe so. That's a good question, but I don't believe so. Originally, the original uses that they had for this thing, going back a couple hundred years, was for varnishing wood, for furniture, right? As you think of shellac, like buying it in Home Depot, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, for putting on floors as a covering, because they're coated. Okay? It doesn't dissolve in many solvents, so it's good because it protects them. Things can't get through it. People use it for wallpaper, for printing, I've got a whole list of things here. Okay, anyhow, more recently, people came up with the idea that they could use it for coating foods and medicines. Okay, and those are two opposite uses. One of them actually has to do with the din. One is we use it for foods because it makes the food shiny. Okay, it either makes it shine or helps you retain its shine. That's not geared to the din itself. And the other thing is medicines use it, and this is an interesting, it has to do with Ramosha Zula, which is really not a topic, which is it does not get dissolved, if I understand correctly, it does not get digested in the stomach. It only gets digested in the intestines. Okay, the stomach, the acid of the stomach doesn't digest it. I think the alkalines in the intestines do, if I got it correctly. And therefore, if a doctor wants you to have a time-release medicine that should only come out at a certain point, that medicine just gets coated in shellac, because you swallow it whole, doesn't get digested in the person's stomach, doesn't get digested until it passes through the stomach, and then for whatever medicinal reasons it has special properties, that actually has, what I just said, has to do with Ramosha's true. Ramosha has one of his things of why he's Matar Shellac has to do with that. Okay, anyhow. So there's a big nafkamina between Yoytse Min HaTami and a thing that's Isser by itself. And the nafkamina is like this. Again, the carmine is the Isser itself, it's ground up bugs. And the shellac is not a ground up bug, it's a Yoytse from the Usser bug. And the nafkamina is like this. When you have an Isser, if it becomes inedible, it's mutter. If it becomes inedible and reverts back to its original Isser, we said, it goes back to being Usser. It only becomes mutter if it becomes inedible and then turns into something new, then it could be nishtar. Then we say it's nishtar. But a yoytse has a different thing. If what's excreted by a trace animal is inedible when it's excreted, it's called pirusha, which literally means excrement. Okay? It's excreted as something inedible, and that's not usher. The only yoytse that's usher is the yoytse that comes out as edible. So eggs that are laid are edible. Therefore, they're usher as a yoytse min hatami. If it comes out of a treif bird or an animal that is actually a treif, it lays it. But a yoytse which comes out when it comes out that it's inedible, that is usher, even if later it becomes edible. So the questions we've been talking about carmine that we have a use for later on, wouldn't be negated to the shellac because it comes out and it's already inedible form. Okay, in that product, I'll just mention it because he mentioned it. I'm saying to you, is it comes out inedible, and therefore it's considered pirusha. Yitzchak said, he said, no, the bug itself is inedible. Okay, that's one of Rabbi Yashin's questions on shellac, on Ramosha's cooler, is that he says, how can you say that it's mutter because it comes out as inedible? That is to say, you're saying, oh, it's not as usher as its parent because the parent was edible and I'm inedible. The animal had excrement that's inedible, came out of an edible thing, so therefore it's inedible. He says the mother wasn't edible either. The mother was also inedible, and it was usher. So the fact that what came out was inedible shouldn't make a difference. The mother itself was her, or the father, whatever. The parent itself was inedible. So what does it make a difference to me that what came out now is also inedible? Okay? Mr. Shem for Simon Payoff.